Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Time now for our weekly artery segment when we talk to local artists, musicians, and critics about what's exciting them on the local art scene. Today, the New England premiere of How We Got On, a coming-of-age story about three suburban teenagers pursuing the dream of rap stardom in the 1980s. That's when hip-hop numbers like this, The Message by Grandmaster Flash and The Furious Five, was migrating from America's cities to the suburbs and into the mainstream.
Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
How We Got On was written by Idris Goodwin and is being produced by Company One at the Boston Center for the Arts. And here to talk about it is David Dower. He's director of artistic programs for Arts Emerson. And David, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I've been reading about this production, and I have to say it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's actually the word. It is a lot of fun. It's also, there's a tremendous amount of history kind of pours out of this whole event, but the main experience of it is just a blast.
So set the stage for us. It's set in 1988. It's all about hip-hop culture and music. So remind us, first of all, where hip-hop was in our culture at that time.
That's the debut of Yo MTV Raps.
Yo. 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 Yo.
So that's
yo.
The theme to Yo MTV Raps, which debuted in 1988, and it's referenced many times throughout the play.
Yes.
Say more about the significance of this.
This is pre-internet, it's pre-cell phones and all of those things in 88. And so this is the first time, broadly speaking, the popular culture is seeing what is going on in these urban settings. And so this show brings it right into people's homes. What it does is it creates a sense of what the personality is, what the musical styles are. It's a whole lifestyle. It's a whole way to be. And the main thing that you see is that it gives a whole generation a voice that, you know, is brand new. It's totally fresh.
It sounds really
interesting. And so it's fresh in 88, and it still feels fresh today to look back at it, which is fun.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because, of course, it was such a new sort of thing happening in 1988. But that was my next question, was it still sounds and looks and feels fresh to you?
I think one of the hallmarks of the play, and why I think is a generally accessible experience for a range of audiences, is that he delivers all the history. So for somebody like me, you know, I am in my middle 50s. My son is 27. 88 is kind of right in the gap. He was a baby. And so in that way, this is not didn't come into my life as a teenager, nor did it come into my son's life as a teenager. And so watching this play helps me inside it in a way that I wasn't living inside it as it happened.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about some of the three teenagers whose stories are told in this play. There's Hank, Julian, and Luan. Tell us something about them, maybe starting with Hank.
Hank is a good student, solid home, a bit of a nerd. I'm sure he's not particularly popular. He's not an athlete. And he's finding his voice through rhyme. And then he meets and does battle right away at the top of the show with a kid who calls himself Vic Vicious. And Vic is all braggadocio. He's a big character and, you know, thinks of himself as a superstar. He's modeling himself on Yo MTV Raps. And you come to discover that that's a show that he's putting on. And in his actual life, he works at a pizza joint, and his home life is somewhat more stressed than what
I see. Hank's
so
he's got the charisma, but not necessarily the skills.
That becomes the plot point of the show, actually.
I see.
Hank can write the rhymes, Vic can deliver them, and they find themselves in a kind of partnership in that way.
I rap better than you. No, that's why you should write me rhymes. I perform better. So let me do it. And what do I get to do? You get to hang out and say, see that smooth, dope, fresh MC? I wrote those rhymes that guy sang it.
And then into this little partnership walks this young woman, Luann, a high schooler.
Pardon me, excuse me, let me introduce me. L to the U to the A double N. On all the rap town, I'm like my best friend. Pay blood and thin. Let me begin. I'm the freshest girl out there, no need to pretend.
And she's upper middle class has a tab at that pizza joint.
And so tell us something about her story. She's drawn to rap at a time when there aren't a lot of, or really any, female MCs, right?
You know, she's from this upper crusty background and a little trapped in it and hiding herself from her, certainly from her family. You get the sense that she practices these rhymes in the bathroom. But she has it all. She can improvise. She's a performer. And it's through her that these boys learn to flow, how to improvise. So because it's rooted in these kids that you're rooting for as an audience member, you get all of these lessons here through character. And it's adorable in many ways. The energy is so up. And then you're there with an audience that's this range of ages and types, and people have all different experience of this history and of this music, and so it's just kind of a party.
Just throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you're not on clean underwear, let me hear you say, oh yeah.
So we heard actors Kadaj Bennett playing Hank, Jared Brown as Julian, and Clotilde Horn as Luan. So tell me a little bit more about the writer Idris Goodwin and what he was trying to do in creating these three very different characters.
One of the chief characteristics of this play is its optimism, its sunniness, its joy. No one pulls a gun or a knife. No one's destroyed by crack, even though that was kind of coming on strong in the late 80s. Or they don't wind up in jail. No one, you know, dies or gets pregnant. And when we think about hip-hop culture, we very rarely think about it in the terms that he's writing about it. He's telling a story that is, in many ways, unvoiced. And it's a funny thing to say that the voice of the middle-class suburbs is missing in the theater, but when you're talking about hip-hop and rap, it is.
Well, it does sound like a lot of fun. We've been talking about Company One's production of How We Got On, which runs through this Saturday at the Boston Center for the Arts. And we've been talking to David Dower, Director of Artistic Programs for Arts Emerson. David, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
And listeners, there's a lot more information at RadioBoston.org. And let's go out now with another song that's featured in the show. This is Run DMC's Mary, Mary. Now,